Cat by Protection. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you still in the hospital or are you home now?
I'm home. Yeah, I'm working just a little bit from home. So
you poor thing.
Trying to help him out.
Yeah. Okay, so did you get a chance to even look at the email I had sent him?
I did look over it, but I'm going to be honest about this. I don't know a lot about as far as, like, marketing and things like that. So, you know, I looked at it, and I'm like, I don't really know what, like,
perfect
what it all means.
Yeah, that's okay, hon. So at least I know where to start from, you know. I know sometimes, like, when I send emails, he might understand it more, right? And maybe you're just like, it looks foreign to you. So
right.
That's okay. That's okay. So just to give you a little bit of background about our company, we are Local Splash. We're a California-based company. In fact, we're a Google Channel partner, so we reach out to businesses like yourselves with helping with placement on the first page. We do offer a multitude of services under one umbrella. In particular, I mean, what we primarily our focus is Google placement, right? But I mean, we also help with Facebook advertising, Google advertising, also known as Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, what they call as well local service ads, which is a pay-per-lead program. So it just depends really on the needs of the business. So this particular package that I had sent over to him in the email was basically, it's our VIP package. He does not, I would have offered him the Google Guaranteed program, the pay-per-lead program with Google. However, they don't have a qualifying category for him, for his industry. Not yet. Okay. So basically, this package, what it includes is us optimizing him on the first page of Google within the local map section. So there's different positionings on Google, right? If when you've done a search, say looking, I don't know, for a restaurant or any type of a service, at the very top of the page, you might see the Google Guaranteed, which will say sponsored Google Guaranteed, and they got this check mark. You'll also see right below that, Google sponsored ads. Okay?
Yes.
And then you see the Google local map, which is typically the map that's got the dots and then businesses listed below it. There'll be like a three pack, but when you click on the more businesses, it'll open up everyone else that's on the first page. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then at the very bottom, you're going to see these links for someone's website or a home advisor link or, you know, a Yelp link, right? So when you click on those, they're called organic. It'll take you to those directories to perform the same search, okay? 90% of searches are going to start and stop on that first page of Google because people, when they're on the hunt looking for a service that they need, that's where they're going, okay?
Right.
They don't have to know his company by name, Jennifer, because how they're going to find Christian's business is by his services. We call those keywords and search terms, right? If you're looking for a tire shop, you type in tire shop near me for whatever service that you're needing. Okay, so that's how that works. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. The goal here is always to make sure that he is having that first page placement results. We cannot tell him you'll be number one or Christian, you're going to come up as number six. Because Google has what they call an algorithm. It's not like, and I'm probably going to tell you my age when I say this, but it's not like when I was growing up, there was a yellow page and a white page book that would be, you know, delivered to your home beginning of the year and end of the year. Everybody started their business with the letter A because they wanted to be in the first pages. Google doesn't work in alphabetical order. So they're watching the trends of the way that people are searching. So depending on where they're searching from, depending on how they're performing the search or even the device that they're using is going to determine where the placement, what comes up in those results. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So it's just always making sure that Cat 5 protection comes up as one of those top recommended options, and he has the opportunity to get those calls directly to him.
Right.
Are you familiar with the program Angie's Leads, or formerly known as Home Advisor? I believe he's currently using them. Are you familiar
yes.
with that program? Okay.
Yes.
So you understand how, like, they make you pay per lead, right?
Correct. Yeah.
What has been your experience? Have you been able to, like, kind of monitor it at all?
I feel only at certain times we get leads.
Okay.
I mean, we only get, you know, sometimes one or two a week, or when it's, of course, when storms are coming or something, you know, we'll get
right.
flooded, but it you know, kind of helps fill in, but I don't feel uh-huh. like we get a lot of business with them.
Okay. Yeah, I know that he mentioned he gets like about a lead a week. He accepts the job and then he pays for it.
mm-hmm. Right.
His in-house marketing team, was he, I believe he was referring to you, right? I think that's what he had said.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm probably your age, so there's so much that I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, I was even trying to help him get the whole Google thing going, and I'm like, I just don't understand this.
Well, honey, you've done a good job so far. I'm not going to say that you have not, because, in fact, when I searched for the company by name, I do that because, you know, I want to see, like, where there is online presence. I mean, obviously, I don't want to offer something to you guys that you might already have or not even need, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'm just taking a look here. Let me see. Yeah, because I did see the, so I found the Google Business Profile page, right? Mm-hmm. And I see that the website's attached. I mean, that's really honestly the first step, right? Basically, what we do is the programming that goes behind it. So it's always making sure that we're optimizing it, okay? Mm-hmm. Making sure that you're always coming up in those search results. I'm just
right.
going to see here. So, yeah, I actually see two of them, okay? So there's one. Excuse me, that has 10 reviews,
mm-hmm.
website attached, his phone number, but it has him listed under contractor. Then there's one that has him listed, excuse me, as a window installation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it has 12 reviews. It shows him North Fort Myers and nearby areas, but window installation service. That other one that has the 10 reviews shows him as Lee County and nearby areas. So I'm assuming you did both of these?
I think originally it wasn't me. I think it was whoever set the website up, like, at the very beginning when he first started the business. And then he couldn't get in contact with the person that set it up.
Oh, okay.
Remember.
Which one do you have access to, Jennifer? Is it the one that's under the contractor, or is it the one that's under the window installation service?
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, great question.
I know. I don't know. When I look up, like, Google Business, it pops both, you know, it pops both.
Both of them
pop up.
Okay. It's okay. So basically what we would do is, because I'll tell you, Google doesn't want you having they want you to have one Google Business profile, okay, just one.
Mm-hmm.
When you have more than one, what could happen is it could throw the account into suspension, and then they're both taken down, okay?
Now,
so what we would do...
Are you able to see if one has been verified? Because that's the one that I know I've been, like, working on more.
Well, to me, it looks like they both are, because I was able to see them both.
Oh. I know that we sent that stupid video in. I don't know how many times to get it. That thing
I know
was more of a pain.
Yeah. I trust me, I know what you're talking about. So basically, yeah, they could pretty much, so one was viewed a minute ago and one was viewed 2 weeks ago, it says. I wonder if that's my history that is telling me. So basically what we do is we merge them so that there's only one Google Business profile. Okay. One of them has 70 pictures. The other one has 19. Maybe that might help you determine which one you opened.
I would say probably the one with more pictures would be the more current one.
Okay. And honestly, the one with more pictures, I think, is the one that's got the highest reviews. So even if you didn't have access, we would request from Google to give you access. But definitely we would want one of them to go away, because we would not want it to go into suspension. Okay, so you only really need one. They both show the same phone number, and usually that's like a red flag for Google, like, why are there two profiles? It makes them feel like, oh, you're trying to open up different locations without going through a process. So we get that corrected, right? Also, we would list him on Bing, okay, which is another platform, I say, like, brother, sister to Google, right, where people also perform the same searches. We do Facebook advertising. So Facebook ads, basically what happens is when someone's performing a search on Google for his service, and even if they did not call him, okay, but they happen to go to their Facebook page, and they're looking through pictures, they're looking through stories, well, all of a sudden, they will see your ad appear. That ad is also going to help you reach more new clients, and we can make it unique where you can retarget an audience by interest, an audience by income level, or location. Now, as soon as they click on that ad, they are calling you guys directly, okay? What I like about these Facebook ads is, let's say you guys know an area where there's like a storm, right? And you want to hit that area. Okay, you can say, hey, I want those ads to run in XYZ areas. We can do that. Okay. Google Ads is also included. Google Ads would run above the Google Local listing, the Google Local map. The Google Ads allows you to target outside of what Google says is your local area. So that local map, your local area, is going to be 10 to 15 miles from the zip code where you verified the business. So that means anyone that is 10 to 15 miles from the zip code where you verified the business, it will, you'll come up in the search results within the 10 to 15 miles where you verified. Okay?
Okay. So he does about 100 miles.
Right. So.
Yeah, he has a big area.
Yeah. In that case, that's why I offered the Google ads, because for him to even reach, and I'm going to be super transparent with you, okay? 100 miles is really, really, really spreading you guys thin.
Right.
Really spreading you guys thin. So the Google ads, I always say, even if you keep it within 75 or 80 miles. Okay, it's still going to give you a pretty good traction, but at least with the Facebook ads, because the Facebook ads only cover a 50-mile radius, but it's not going to be 50 miles from the zip code, like the zip code 33917, right? He could say, start my Facebook ads from this zip code and give a different zip code and target 50 miles around that.
Okay.
You see where I'm getting at? So that's why I included the Facebook ads, because we can do that. With the Google ads, it's going to go from the zip code where you verified the business and 75 to 80 miles out. That's what it will cover.
Okay. Okay.
We could push it to 100. I don't recommend it, because I feel like it's just going to spread them too thin, and I don't see them getting as good of a conversion. Okay?
Okay.
We also will make sure that his website's always attached. We are not, Jennifer, going to go in and change up his website. Okay? We just make sure it's always attached. and we cover the mobile platform. So whenever someone's using his iPhone or his Android or his tablet and they're searching, you know, they're searching through those devices for his services, we're still going to make sure that he's coming up in the search results on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
He will have a customized tracking and reporting system as well to be able to track his results and not just take our word for it that it's working. So he'll be able to see how many times they clicked on his ad, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls he received from new customers as well. In fact, his physical phone number is currently showing. We will put a tracking number, a local tracking number that will be linked to his phone. So those calls, he's able to go back and listen to the call. So like if he was on his way, say going to a client's house to go give an estimate and he forgot the address, he can go back and retrieve that call and grab the address from there. He could block spam calls. If a spam call came in, the tracking number is to help prevent from getting so many spam calls.
Okay.
So basically with this package, the first month, I give the whole breakdown. There's a $99 one-time setup fee. The local map programming and maintenance with the optimization and all that is $199. The Facebook advertising, we're going to allocate $100. And the Google ads will allocate $300. Okay, he will not incur click fees because he's paying a flat rate. The first month, we're also going to put an additional $130 of Google Ads credit to the $300 that we're already allocating. So he'll have $430, okay, allocated to the Google Ads. The website, I didn't put anything because he's already coming in with his own website. So basically, the total for the first month is $698, okay, to get it started. The following month, ongoing costs, okay, and these are automatic, $199 with the $300 Google Ads, Facebook Ads, $100. So his ongoing every month would be $599. That is a fixed flat rate. He's grandfathered into it, so it will never change. Only time it would change is if he said, you know what, I want to allocate now $500 to my Google Ads. Well, then you know you would be paying the difference because $300 is already being allocated. So as opposed to paying $599, you're now paying $799, but we're allocating $500 to the Google Ads. Or he might say, I want more allocated to Facebook Ads. Then he pays the difference. If he doesn't do any of that, then it stays at $599. Okay?
Okay.
Below the definitions, first page placement on Google, into what I call spotlight positions. So he'll be within the local map as well as in the Google Ads. Facebook advertising. Listings are exclusive, which means we will not work with anyone else in his territory who's offering the same services. And these are guidelines given to us by Google. Okay? For us to hold our partnership with them. We're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. It really just ensures that you guys would be getting the maximum amount of exposure and phone calls because if we signed you up and your competitors, basically we would be working against ourselves. No one benefits from that.
Gotcha.
Google Ads, the mobile platforms. We talked about direct access to the Google Analytics, so being able to track the results, seeing where your marketing dollars are really working for you. So you'll see how many times they're clicking on those Facebook ads and Google ads, right? The advanced tracking and reporting system is going to allow you to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks and calls you're receiving from new clients, even where they perform the location of the search from. Inbound calls. Okay, clients are going to call you guys directly right at the moment that those searches are being performed for that service, okay? There's an easy way for us to help you, capture your clients' reviews, right? So we have an easy way set up where you could put their phone number, their email address. It'll automatically send them a link so that they can leave you a review. We encourage it. And then you would have a dedicated, not just a team dedicated to you guys, but also what we call an account manager. Account manager is an individual assigned to your account. So when you have updates, questions, concerns, not only do you have the account manager, but you also have the team here within our company dedicated to your account. So we assist you with everything, right, so that you guys continue to focus on your jobs. You're not having mm-hmm. to do, like, all this work. We're basically doing the work for you. Okay?
Right. Okay. All right. Definitely.
And it's all month to month. No contracts. I will ask you, Jennifer, you know, both you and Christian, I'll say, hey, you know, stick it out 2 months. What I call it is a 2 month verbal agreement. However, you mm-hmm. pay monthly. If at any time you guys decide, you know what, we're good, we just want to part ways, I will ask you, make sure that you contact us at least 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due. So that way you don't incur any charges. You will not lose. Okay, you're not going to lose, like, your listings. Nothing will disappear. What would happen is eventually you would fall off the first page, right? Because we're no longer right. managing it in the local map. The Google ads and the Facebook ads would no longer be visible. But everything remains the same. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
All right?
All right. Yeah, definitely, you know, that's the big thing, Christian, you know, he wants to just get on that first page and, you know, just get more exposure. So,
and he really does good work. Even those reviews, let me tell you, reading his reviews, I'm like, wow. And he seems so young.
You know? Well, I don't know if you know that he's my son, but,
okay. I thought he said it's my mom who's my in-house marketing manager.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I probably get a phone call a day, customer just saying, he is such a great young guy. He's so nice. He's so professional.
That's amazing. You did an amazing job. You should be very proud.
But yeah, he works hard. You know, he's trying his hardest to get this.
And it didn't dawn on me at first until after speaking with him. I'm like, duh, Nadine, Cat 5. And I love the logo. Really good logo. Did you help him create that logo?
I did not. He did that on his own. I came up with a business name for him, but the logo and everything else, yeah, he did all that. So.
Well, good job, mom / marketer. Team manager, you know. You did a great job on that. Really great job. Because, it caught my attention. So, and I'm in California, so, you know, we don't really have hurricanes over here. A lot of earthquakes. But great job. And like I said, you know, we like to earn your business. Okay. Our company, Local Splash, we look for a certain type of clientele that's looking to grow their business. And I'm not saying being overwhelmed and inundated, right? Because the goal is always to provide a steady flow of quality type of clients. However, we want to work with a business that wants to be in a long-term relationship, you know, and works together with us hand in hand. So we're real big on open communication. Right? If there's, you know, problems you're having, or you got changes, or you have promotions you want to run, you know, keep that open communication with us, because that's how we know to better assist you. And that's why, especially with an account like this, we would assign that account manager, and aside from having the team dedicated, because we want you guys, again, to be able to focus on the jobs. You will have to have some little bit of hands-on with us, but for the most part, yeah, I mean, that's how it would all work. I mean, how do you feel about it overall?
Kristen actually said to go ahead and see what the next step would be to get on with you guys.
Yeah, so basically what it would require is setting up the account. I would be verifying information, you know, as far as business name, phone number. We go over billing. I also read what's called a voice verification recording. Basically, it'll outline our service agreement. It's also an added form of protection for you as well. We send it along with the invoice. And then what I schedule is what we call a client interview. The client interview, I will tell you, Jennifer, is really where the magic is going to happen. Not so much with me, okay? But in that client interview, I know it's funny I say that, right? Because it's only in my mind. But in the client interview is when either you or Christian or both of you are going to speak with our technician. The technician's mm-hmm. going to go over notes that I noted in the account, notes that you and I will go over. They're going to, because they basically want to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. They're going to talk to you about the keywords, the search terms, the areas of target. So that appointment, what I do is I block an hour. It can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you guys have. So that client interview, I like to schedule it, if not that very same day that we set up, no later than the following day, only because the sooner we get you guys through it, the faster we're moving to. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do have a question for you.
Sure.
When you were saying, you know, about the Google, like in the keywords, are we still doing keywords, or is that something you guys do?
Oh, you guys can give us your suggestions. Like, hey, so these are the services I want to be found for, right? And our technicians are mm-hmm. going to pull up the database. And they'll go over those keywords and search terms with you as well, because to be very honest with you, right, you probably know a lot more about your industry than I would, right?
Gotcha.
Like for me, mm-hmm. okay, if I put myself in the position like, okay, I'm a prospect, I live in Florida, I need some shutters installed. First thing mm-hmm. I'm going to search, how I would perform a search is, shutter installation near me, right? Or, mm-hmm. You know, electric panels, or, you know, there's just so many different variations. But if I'm in an area of hurricane season, right, then I might look up, you know, hurricane shutters. I mean, I don't know. There's just so many different ways that people perform searches. And this is why the team is dedicated, because they have to make sure that we're using the proper keywords and search terms that you are coming up in those search results. So, like, even looking at his website, right? There's just so many, like, I'm looking and I'm seeing, and I think that's amazing that he has yearly service plans. That's so good. I see that he does motor swaps, curtain replacements, replaces the bushings. Like, so that would fall under, like, shutter repairs. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's just so much that, as far as like the keywords and search terms that we would want to make sure that he's definitely being found for. I even saw like on Angie's, and I know sometimes Angie's doesn't always use the proper ones, but like I do see that some of them that they've listed, hurricane shutter repair, hurricane screen repair, you know, service hurricane protection systems. So there's a variation of different keywords, exterior shutters. Right?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we definitely take your guys' input and not just go based off of what we're thinking, because, of course, we want to make sure that we're listing you correctly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Yes, sounds
so, yeah.
good.
We're so that's how it would all work.
Definitely need someone to help us.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. And then you're recuperating too, huh? You poor thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, this has never been, I raised my kids. I'm a bartender. Okay. So this is all new to me. I did not grow up on a computer either, you know, so
yeah,
I don't
either.
Know. You know, he's just kind of thrown me into this, and I'm like,
you're like, oh my
God. I don't know what,
Jennifer, let me tell you, I'm not 100% tech savvy on certain things, right? Like even with Excel, you know, I can maneuver around it, but there's certain things I'm like PowerPoints. People are like, oh, can I do a PowerPoint? No, I cannot. I mean, I can probably Google it, you know,
right?
And my husband laughs
and everything.
Yeah. My husband laughs and he goes, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. And you know what? ChatGPT, let me tell you something. When I'm heated about something with a family member, do you know that it's either I take a step back and I breathe and I go on ChatGPT and I say, this is what I want to say, but how do I say it nicely? And it'll tell me how to say it. Is that hilarious? Because if you leave it up to me to say it after that family member just upset me, oh, it's not going to be nice. You know, and my husband,
right,
and it's
right.
so funny because one of my friends told me, go on ChatGPT. It'll tell you how to say it firmly, but nicely.
Right.
It's like, okay. I'm all, really? Yeah, for sure. Get on there. And I'm like, oh my gosh. How do I say this nicely? So yeah. I totally get it. So like I said, I mean, we're definitely here hands on. We don't want to make it difficult for you either, right? So it's going to kind of take some off your plate, you know, but still keeping you involved. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah. So you ready? You guys ready to move forward and give it a shot?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. The account, are we setting it up in your name, Jennifer, or is it going to be under Christian, or is he going to be like the primary? How do you guys want that set up?
So what, like who you'd be speaking to the most?
Yeah, like who's going to be the main point of contact? I will notate both of you as being on the account just because if you were to call in and say, hey, you guys, I need you to make a change, and if I don't have you listed on there, they're going to be like, oh, we need Christian to call us to say he gives you authorization. So I would, first off the bat, have you both notated on the account. I just want to know who's going to be the primary point of contact.
Probably me.
Okay. Is your last name Keeney as well? K-E-N-N-E-Y? Did I pronounce
yes.
that right? Okay.
Kenny. Yeah.
Kenny. Okay. Lord help me. So I hate when I mispronounce a name. Okay. And he has the traditional way of spelling Christian, right? I noticed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to list you as manager. Okay. I mean, I think that's a good title for you, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. All right. And then now the best number to contact you is going to be your cell phone, right? The 239-645-6825, correct? That would be for us
yes.
to reach you. Okay.
Yes. At least for the time being. I don't know
okay.
when I'm technically going to be released or, you know, go back to work, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. We just don't want to be like, hey, Jennifer, we're calling the other phone. You know what I mean? We just
right.
want to make sure we're calling
right.
the right number. Even if, like, let's say we call you, you don't answer, we'll leave a message. We'll send a text. We'll also email
okay.
you as well. Okay?
All right.
Cat 5 protection, I show it looking as three words. The LLC should be included, correct? That's how I see it
yes.
on the Google Business Profile. Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember the address that you used to verify the business?
It yes. It should be 210 Glenmont
uh-huh.
Drive East, North
okay.
Fort Myers.
33917. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
I just want to make sure, just so that way we have it on file. That address doesn't show anywhere, by the way, because I'm assuming that's like your home address. We call it a home office,
yes.
right? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So definitely Google doesn't want that address showing. Okay. Perfect. And then I want to make sure I attach the website there. Now I'll let the team know that there's two Google Business Profiles. Do you remember, you at least remember the email you used, right? For the one that you created?
Yes.
Okay, because they'll ask you what emails would you have used, and what they'll do is they'll try to figure out which one's the one that you have access to, because what you're going to do, Jennifer, and it's nothing too complicated, I promise you, okay, the technicians will even walk you through it. You're going to add us as managers to the Google Business Profile and also to the Facebook page. Okay, so that way we can optimize the pages. I still encourage you guys to post on your Facebook page, okay? Any work that he does, tell him, post it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
okay.
The phone number I show is the 239-244-7489 is the number that I show listed, but we will assign a tracking number that's going to link to that phone, okay?
Okay.
And then cat5protection, 5 is written out, at gmail.com is the best email for you guys that I have on file.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's start going over billing. Jennifer, the card that you're going to be using, whose name is on the card? Is it the business name, yours, Christian's, both?
It is Cat 5 Protection, but my name is like,
okay. Is it just your first and last name on there?
Let me pull it out here. It's Jennifer L. Kenny.
Okay. And then it says Cat, the number 5 Protection on it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. With the LLC or no?
Yes.
And then same billing address as the 210 Glenmont?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
A Visa.
Okay. And the card number whenever you're ready.
Okay, it is 4013880003165646.
Expiration month and year.
0829.
0829. And the CVV code on the back?
285.
Okay. I am not going to process the payment yet, okay, because as I mentioned to you, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is that I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, which is an added form of protection for you that we'll actually send it to you in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, Jennifer, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, just please do me a favor and stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And then okay. I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording. And it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Cat 5 Protection LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jennifer Kenny, office manager.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash, okay? Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Right now, I'm sending you a text, okay? And this is going to be our 877 number. Please save that number under Local Splash, under your contacts, okay? Calls will come from our customer service number. So, like, whenever any of our reps from customer service reach out, they're going to call you from that 877 number. And that's why I strongly advise you to save that number, even have him save it as well. So this way, okay, when that number comes up, you know it's us, okay?
Okay, yes.
I always say, if you have updates, questions, concerns, you want to call that number as well. Always allow our reps to get back to you at least within 24 hours, okay? Local Splash will return your call, I should say, within 24 hours. I mean, that's, I always like to safely say that. They could call you a lot sooner, right, when they're returning your call. But a lot of times, you know, our agents are on calls with other clients, right? And then you also have your AM too, the account manager. Our hours of operation, and you'll see in that text message I sent you, our hours of operation are always Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, okay? So okay. For you, that's 10 to 7 because you're 3 hours ahead of us. All right.
Okay.
I also in that text message included, you're going to have one username and one password for your client dashboard. So your username where you check out your reports is going to be the phone number 239-244-7489. No dashes, right? The password is all lowercase, one word, big money. Okay? So that way you already have that. Now, also keep in mind that as a result of increased visibility, like I said, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to right now provide you a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
The city I was born in.
What city was that?
Cambridge.
Okay. C-A-M, right?
Yes.
And then bridge, one word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason that we put the security question, like if someone calls you saying that they're Local Splash and you're like, I just don't know if this is, ask them, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, another example is a lot of my clients, they get called by a company called Yelp. You're probably familiar with Yelp, right?
Yes.
So basically Yelp offers advertising services for their specific directory listing. Okay? If you do receive calls from Yelp, and you are interested in trying them out, please call me first, Jennifer. Call me first because I would actually be able to get you a discounted rate.
Okay. We actually are with Yelp.
Good, good. So you're doing the Yelp ads, right?
All I know is we pay them.
Okay, so then you're doing Yelp ads. Okay, perfect. That's okay, honey. That's good. Then you're already doing Yelp ads. Perfect. I'm glad that you told me that. Hello? Hello? Hello?